With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In 1982, Edmund White published an acclaimed autobiographical novel called A Boy's Own Story. The young narrator in White's book discovers that he is homosexual.
In A Boy's Own Story, we follow him from very early childhood, actually, until age 16. We see the emergence of his feeling that he is gay. He has some sexual brushes with people, but basically he feels extraordinarily alien.
In his new book, The Beautiful Room is Empty, Edmund White continues the saga of a young man who was trying to come to terms with his homosexuality. White takes the narrator through his college years at the University of Michigan and his early days in New York City. The book is sometimes shocking for its depictions of sordid male sex, for in the late 1950s and early 60s, anonymous sex in public bathrooms seemed to be the only release.
We were all ashamed of what we were. In other words, when you couldn't stand the pressure of sexual desire anymore, you would go to an anonymous place like that, have quick sex, but pretend you didn't recognize each other, and never even give a flicker of an eyebrow when you saw that person again.
The title of White's novel comes from a line written by Kafka in a letter to a woman with whom he was having an unhappy love affair.
Kafka felt that they were like two people standing on the opposite sides of the same room, and that when one of them would come into the room, the other one would dart behind his door, and the beautiful room is empty.
Like the relationships of many of the gay men in Edmund White's novel, The Beautiful Room is Empty, a Ballantine paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Cincinnati-born Edmund White has lived in Paris for the past 4 years, where he writes for Vogue and Vanity Fair. While Newsweek has described him as the best-known gay writer in the world, White's readers come from every stripe. His latest book, The Beautiful Room is Empty, is an autobiographical novel which tells of a gay male entering young adulthood in the Midwest and in the New York of the 1960s.
We were so used to thinking of ourselves as sick. And I can remember in the early 60s that no matter how pleasant an evening you might be spending with your friends, there was always a kind of obligatory moment during the course of the evening when you'd have to say, oh God, we're all so sick.
Edmund White says gay liberation began in 1969 after a police raid on a gay bar called the Stonewall on Christopher Street in Greenwich Village.
It was a big bar. It was a hot night. It was in late June. Judy Garland had just died, and everybody's nerves were very overwrought because she was a great hero, particularly to that class of boys.
The cops drove the customers out of the bar and began dragging off the employees.
Instead of dispersing into the night, as gay people had always done before, we were angry. We were angry that our favorite bar had been taken away for no good reason.
Cars were overturned. The police pelted with debris.
It went on for a couple of days. At one point, all Sheridan Square was cordoned off.
The revolt was influenced by the rebellious nature of the 1960s.
We patterned ourselves perhaps most on black liberation at first, because the popular slogan at that time was black is beautiful, and we started saying gay is good.
Edmund White tells of the Stonewall Rebellion and of the often bleak relationships among gays in The Beautiful Room is Empty, a Ballantine paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.